morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo product. I'm Melinda Ligas, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got a full house here today. Although it looks like we have one substitute. Who are you, little lady?
Substitute t-shirt.
I am not Joe Haley.
You are not
sure.
Joe Haley.
Big shoes to fill, though.
You do. Well, Nicole
Guess
Rollander.
At least a size five.
We're
what?
At least Guess a size five.
Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches, is sitting in the Joe chair. Does that mean that you're going to be angry and rant to us?
No, but I could. I totally
you
could.
You look very cheerful.
Well, you know, two days in a row, I've had people chase me on the road, and I think it's because I'm a really aggressive driver.
Chase you?
Yeah, like go 85 and follow me in and out of traffic. So now I'm starting to think it's me.
Or maybe the bikini top you're wearing.
Yeah, that's, you know, with the sunglasses.
Andy Cohn, Captain Killjoy, is here. Andy, what are you going to kill Joy for today?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to kill Joy about expenses.
Okay, great. We'll talk about that later. Michelle Bell, editor, supplier, Global Resources here. Michelle is on deadline this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Multiple deadlines.
How's everything going, Michelle?
You know, I said it last week, but it bears repeating. I want to stick my head in a bucket.
Wow, I'm really glad to hear that.
Can I go in that bucket with you?
I'd like to go.
We all want to go in the bucket.
Now, I follow your tweets because you're an avid tweeter, and I noticed that recently your cat's vet gave you some special toothpaste. I think it was fish flavored. Is that right?
Fish flavored paste, yeah. Suggested, and a little teeny cat brush.
Suggested you brush your cat's teeth every day, which I've never heard of before.
Monkey has mild gingivitis.
And how's this toothbrushing process going?
I have chosen not to do
that. I'm abstaining.
I bought him special crunchy food that is supposed to help with the gingivitis.
So but have you done the teeth brushing?
No, I haven't.
Interesting. Well, Kathy Houston is here. Kathy, you're a big feline fan as well with sneakers.
Yeah, and I want to tell Michelle that sneakers has feline HIV. Beat that.
Great. Well, on that note, we have a fantastic show for you today.
For feline AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, it's very common.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
He gets around, Andy. We've got Steve Hawk here manning the tech booth. Vin Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today. We want you to call us at 215-953-4979. You can call us on anything, but today's big topic is ways to spice up summer event promos. If you want to sell some summer event promos to clients or come up with some creative ideas, call us at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, Andy, what are we going to give you?
$25 gift card.
$25 Visa gift card. So call us now. Michelle, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, who here likes the Burger King, that creepy king?
No.
I don't.
No,
he's really
the
creepy.
The king has got to die.
Boo.
Okay, while he may be creepy, it's considered a really successful ad campaign. And Kathy is going to talk about why wackiness in advertising works.
Wacky Kathy.
Wacky Kathy is going to talk about
didn't
wacky
I read this
ads.
Really
Supply
bad
Global
dreams
Resource?
About that guy.
You did. You did. We have a new article in Supply Global
it
Resource
was a
about
success
it.
Story.
It is. I'm going to talk about biggest product launch flops. I don't know if you guys know, but the iPad sold 300,000 devices or units on the first day. But we're going to talk about people who did it the wrong way and things you can learn from them.
Okay.
Nicole's going to have fashion trends for us for 2010, for the latter part of 2010. Andy's going to talk about surefire ways to lose business and what people can do to avoid those.
That's what I'm killjoying on.
Next, I'm going to talk about career killing Facebook mistakes. My number one would be that you're on Facebook. Kathy's going to talk about if your resume shows your age. Nicole's going to discuss ways to recognize remote workers. And Nicole and Andy and Kathy actually work from home a couple days a week, so that's good for people like them to know.
Yeah, when are we going to be recognized?
Yeah. What's up with that?
And Andy is going to talk about some sporting teams who have not handled their logos so well. There have been faux pas, to say the least.
Looking forward to that.
But before all of that, we're going to go to Andy in the news.
Go,
all
Andy.
Right. Thanks, Michelle. We start off with positive news from Counselor Top 40 Distributor 4 Imprint. The distributor's European parent company reported this morning that its first quarter revenues increased 20% over 2009. The result was actually led by the company's U.S. division, which has grown its sales 24% so far this year. China appears on the verge of allowing its currency, the yuan, to appreciate by as much as 3% per year. The move, which is expected to ease economic tensions between the U.S. and China, would also result in rising prices on goods imported from factories in China, including promotional products. Apparel market news now. Dickies has announced that it has licensed its medical apparel line to uniform distributor Strategic Partners, Inc. Strategic Partners will immediately begin designing and producing Dickies medical apparel and footwear with marketing and distribution to transfer over later in 2010. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today, where I understand that Joe Haley is showing off some fun in the sun items.
He is, and Joe Haley is actually on a plane right now to Dallas reporting a story for
Big
us.
D.
Is he going to go to a rodeo?
That's yet to be determined, I
can
guess.
Can we say the big mouth is in Big D?
Mm-hmm. You just did.
We can say that.
Done.
All right. We've got some callers. It's not too late. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 and ask us any questions about summer event promos or products. On line one now, we have Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Well, I'm calling with a question about wine.
Okay.
Michelle, maybe you can help me.
Yes, we love wine.
Wow,
Jackie and I love wine here.
That's a target.
It's like a targeted question.
No.
Now, is it boxed wine? Because then Kathy would be the...
No, that would be Joe. That would be Joe.
Well, it's actually, I'm involved in a summer wine festival for a very boutique vineyard, and I was wondering if you could give me some suggestions for logoed items that I could have at the event.
I like that tray. Joe has shown it before, I know, on the Joe Show. It's a tray with a cutout in it that you can actually, it can hold, like, you know, cheese or crackers, but it also holds the wine glass, so you can at least keep one hand free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I know that's on ESP for sure.
Okay, I'll look for that.
And I think you can't go wrong with a nice high-end leather wine carrier.
Or a corkscrew.
A corkscrew, whole gift set, in fact.
Is good.
And you know what? There's a supplier, US Flesh and Technologies, that has a wine cork flash drive, which would be something unique to give out.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
And another thing too, you can actually get gift baskets that, you know, have an embroidered logo in, you know, the cloth that's, you know, in them, and then like the corkscrew or cheeses or other things like that can go in there.
Mm-hmm. How about cheese?
Cheese.
Or how just about it? Cheese? How about cheese? How about nice etched wine glasses too? They
that's
always
nice.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, I hope we've given you some good ideas, Katie. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
On line two, we have Regina with a question. Good morning, Regina.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. Well, one of my clients is actually planning a summer family barbecue, and they are expecting about 500 employees and their families. So I was wondering if you had any ideas for fun items we can give out at the event.
Family barbecue. Kathy, what do you have?
I remember Steve and I attended an ASI barbecue, and they gave out logoed beach chairs, and we still use them to this day. They were great.
That everybody got a beach chair?
Everybody
that's
got
nice.
A beach chair.
That's pretty sweet.
That was my favorite.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Too bad I wasn't here. Then.
That's my idea.
That's a good one.
That's a good idea.
And, you know, logoed barbecue sauce, I mean, we've seen a lot of that.
It's
yeah.
good.
It's a really
mm-hmm.
good idea.
Yeah.
And then people can enjoy the barbecue after the barbecue.
And also, if there are a lot of kids coming, you know, you can give away gift packs with beach balls and frisbees and stuff
yeah.
that are logoed, or, you know, blankets that people can sit on mm-hmm. that are logoed, and you know, they're fold-up ones.
You know, you can also do some really cool printing on cups, on paper cups and plastic cups mm-hmm. that could be used at the barbecue. And you could put people's pictures on them or whatever sort of
right.
family reunion type
and
of thing you want to put on
there. And how about disposable cameras, too?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's an old standby.
Very nice.
An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie. Along with photo frames.
Photo frames.
Yeah.
So you can remember the event forever.
Right. You know, they also, I mean, if you had prizes or something you wanted to auction off, there's all kinds of customizable grills and fun things we've seen in the industry lately in the shapes of footballs and all different things.
And even like
there's
the
cooler
Joe had
grill.
This
cooler.
The cooler grill.
Yeah. Yes, half
that
grill,
thing is
half
sweet.
Cooler.
I want one of those.
All
anybody
of
want
attendees.
To give me a little holiday gift for the summertime? I'll take
no,
it.
No, a holiday gift for the summer.
Yeah.
And
well,
how about
barbecue time,
Memorial
whatever.
Day gift?
Yeah, I'll take it.
How about that cruising cooler, too, that you ride on? That would be a good. That would be a good.
Oh, the Andy
CEO
was riding around the
should
yeah.
ride in on the cruising cooler. Have
yeah.
you ever heard of that, Regina?
Thank you so much, guys.
Guess not. The cruising cooler.
Regina
is,
was way done with us.
It has wheels and a motor, and you can actually wheel the drinks over, ride the drinks
you
over
ride
to a party.
Is it like a little golf cart?
It's smaller than that, but equally as effective.
Very cool.
The cooler rider scares me a little bit.
Does it run on gas or is it electric?
I envision, you know, DUI
accidents.
Type accidents. barbecues.
I think it goes up to 13 miles an hour. So.
Well, so
do you
case
put
in point.
Gas in it? I mean, it's like a.
I don't know.
I think it's electric, actually.
Anyway, there you have it, Regina. Thanks for calling
yeah.
and stay on the line for your $25 Visa gift card.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Thanks. On line three, we have Milt. Good morning, Milt.
Good morning. I really enjoy your show, guys.
Thanks. Where are you from, Milt?
I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right.
Big fans down here.
Okay. We've got a fan in Raleigh. How
yeah.
exciting.
Nice.
Milt, what's your question?
Well, listen, I'm planning a corporate retreat, the first time ever doing that for a client, coming up this summer. It's being held at a beach, and I'm looking for ideas for fun items I could send before the event, maybe items I can leave in the rooms during the event. I was thinking maybe a basket with items. What do you guys think?
I love that. I've been to events both for business and people's weddings, like destinations weddings, and I love that they have things in the room, mm-hmm. like bottles of water. They have snacks,
right.
Especially for an event at a beach, suntan lotion.
Okay.
Things like that. I know Aura Labs and Snugs, they do lip balm and different lotions and things like that. Mm-hmm.
You know what you could do beforehand to build up excitement for it? You could send everybody one flip-flop, and then they get the second one at the event.
Yeah, that's
it can be imprinted with some cool things about the event.
Or bathrobes, mm-hmm. really nice bathrobes.
And beach towels, high-end beach towels.
Depending on how high-end the event is, you could send, you know, if you sent the glass case, the sunglass case from somebody like Maui Jim, mm-hmm. and then had the glasses there.
Right. That's a great idea.
That's really nice. Right.
How about packaging? What should I do about packaging? Who should I go through maybe for that?
The chest. They do the best packaging in the industry.
Okay.
Mary Dopsch.
I didn't know that. All right.
The other thing is if you have lots of items that the people are going to have to bring home from them, you could consider giving them a really nice, mm-hmm. you know, bag or piece of luggage to ship it all home. Or you could offer to ship it for them.
Okay.
Either one. Since everybody's charging for bags these days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Good luck, mate. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
On line one, we have Stanley. Now, is this our friend Stanley from California? Stanley?
Hello. Yes, it is.
How are you, Stanley?
Good, very good. How are you guys?
Awesome. Good. What's your summer promo question?
Well, we have a group that's doing one of these office picnic things where they're doing a reward for safety. Mm-hmm. And we found a company that does it like a game toss, you know, where you toss like a beanbag into the holes of a board. And we were just trying to figure out what a good prize like, you know, first, second, third, fourth prizes, because their budget is about $30 a person, and we didn't want to just blow it all on apparel, and they specifically asked us not for typical stuff.
Prizes. What are cool prizes, guys, for a $30 range?
Wait a second. You're playing, what, American Cornhole? That's the contest,
that's
right?
The actual name of the game.
That is the game, yeah.
Is that right, Stanley?
Yeah, it's like you take a beanbag and
that's
you toss it
feed
into like these boards.
Right, and you want prizes for that.
Yeah, that game's actually in the industry by a company.
Yeah, that's where I found it.
You know what you could give as a prize? I saw a mini version of that. That would be one prize for the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's really expensive?
Is it kids who are going to be winning the prizes, or adults, or both?
Both. They've got the kids are going to be in one area doing their games, like they got a tug of war, typical things. But then they've got the adult prizes.
You know, I would look in ESP or another search engine, Stanley, and look for high-end items, like some with brand names. I know in the industry there are companies like Indigo, and through Indigo you can get, you know, Tumi luggage, and again, the Maui Jim sunglasses and things like that. So I think something with a brand name would be really impressive.
And I think that people who are playing cornhole are probably into tailgating. So maybe some nicer tailgating accessories, like the grills we were talking about before.
Fun outdoor stuff.
And nice coolers. Yeah, things like that.
I like that. I didn't even think of Maui glasses. And one of the things I know that Maui does is they'll show up and they'll let the people pick their own frame.
Right.
That's a great idea. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be a really great perk, I think. Well, thanks for calling, Stanley. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card and have a great day.
Thank you.
We have two write-ins from our Facebook page or from ASI Central who wrote in questions. And we have Elaine Avigliano. She said, well, which way do you feel is more effective in getting your new summer promo products viewed by your clients? Sending a flyer with their monthly statement or having some type of viewing event? Okay, so how do you show off summer products to clients?
Why don't you
ideas?
Have a little picnic and have a viewing event along with it? It doesn't have to be real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Give some hot dogs, some refreshments, and have a viewing event. I think people are actually more into it when they can see and try the products out for themselves.
Sure.
I agree. I think who did that in their parking lot? Brand Fuel, I think, had a barbecue in their parking lot and gave out, like, you know, Jello shooters and fun things like that and showed off their new products.
Sure. You could also, if you do, you could start, if you don't, but a monthly e-newsletter and focus one on summer promos and showcase a lot of new products in that.
I think probably if you did both, had a quarterly event, some type of an expensive event to show your products, and also send the monthly e-newsletter, that would probably work well.
Yep.
And you
sending samples is always effective, we know.
And you could also use the mid-year time as, you know, an opportunity to go face-to-face with clients in your area and bring stuff on the cold call, see what their plans are for the rest of the year, but then show them some of the cool items that you have
right.
for summer promos.
Cool. All right. Well, hopefully that helps Elaine. We also have Melanie who's written in and says, every year I have a few clients that have summer picnics or field day activities for their company. So my question is, what are some new items and ways that are sure to grab everybody's attention? Oh, and did I mention budget friendly? So she's looking for inexpensive items for picnics and field day activities. I know Joe from the Joe Show talks about bandanas a lot because a lot of people immediately put them on and then everyone's wearing them and it's a great way to brand an event. Do you guys, and those are obviously very inexpensive.
And, you know, another oldie but goodie, I mean, water bottles. I mean, there are so many cool new models and mm-hmm. colors and stuff that, I mean, you can find something pretty high-tech looking.
Yeah, and there's some nice eco-friendly versions yeah. available now, too.
Also, traditional is the T-shirt. I mean, you know, it always works for especially kids-type promotions, but anything that's outdoors, T-shirts are great.
Right, especially if you're going to have some activities where you place people in right. teams and, they, you know, you have four different colors.
Yeah.
And there's that, I think it's Smashbox has the T-shirts that the kids can color in, so if you gave them out, they could color them in at the picnic, too. Mm-hmm. That would be a fun mm-hmm. activity for them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And then Frisbees, old standby. Another oldie but goodie.
Of course.
Who doesn't right. want a Frisbee, really?
I don't know. Well, thanks for writing in, Melanie and Elaine. And now we're going to pause for a commercial from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Kathy's going to tell us why being wacky works for her and works in advertising.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 1-800-850-3370 or www.ipromoteyou.com.
Good morning and welcome back to ASI Radio Show. Call us at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. In the meantime, Wacky Kathy is going to tell us. Now, what works in advertising?
Well, being wacky. And that Burger King guy, yep. that king is one
the
example.
King?
The Although, creepy king.
All of us, so creepy,
all of us agree
effective.
That he's freaking, gives us nightmares. He actually works. He gets attention. And he's actually sparked the ire of the mental illness community.
Really?
Yes.
Wait. This ought to be good.
There's a campaign where Burger King's saying the king's insane, and he actually gets tackled by men in white coats. So mental health advocates are saying, you know, that's a poor move.
I thought you were going to say he scares, you know,
well, that too. But this brouhaha is because they're saying he's making fun of the stigma attached with mental illness.
But
in spite of that, their ads are highly effective. Did you see the most recent one where he's actually going and stealing the recipe
he breaks
for the
into
Egg
McDonald's.
McMuffin?
Yeah.
I can't believe that one.
I actually think that one's effective.
But he's actually stealing the recipe for the Egg McMuffin, and they're making their own version of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, there's another San Francisco Mexican restaurant is giving customers free meals for life if they get a tattoo featuring the restaurant's logo, which is a sombrero-wearing boy riding a giant ear of corn.
What do you think, Michelle?
Michelle, free queso.
You've got tattoos.
Every day.
I might do it for queso.
An ear of corn and a sombrero to your collection?
You know, for my favorite queso, I would consider that. Free queso for life.
Well, you get a free lunch and a drink for life.
Wow.
But I guess you have to be in San Francisco because that's where the restaurant is. And Air New Zealand actually had staff members bearing it all for the sake of business. In an ad released last year, Air New Zealand painted 80 of its staff members in body paint, 8 of whom were wearing no clothes at all in an effort to prove to customers that the airline is serious about not hiding anything. What do you think about that?
At ASI New York, should we all go nude and wear body paint?
Body paint, yeah.
Who's up for it?
It would be like Key West.
Oh, or like a... Vinny Driscoll has volunteered. Oh, Steve. Okay. Well, none of the other
techies
volunteered.
That's our crazy.
Our techies are happy to go new. Thank you very much, Kathy.
You know, there's
You're
something
welcome.
To be said there, though, because those companies are creatively drawing attention.
Yeah, definitely.
And you have to do that to stand out today. You know, you can't just do the same old rote marketing stuff. Got to do something
exactly.
different.
Exactly.
Body paint.
It's like the
it's all about the body paint.
And the incentive show, the one that they have in Chicago, when Australia, you know, each different country brings in, has their own booth. And Australia for years brought in the baby koalas.
Yeah. Yep.
And the baby kangaroos. And boy, was that a big draw.
Plus you could have
but
beer.
But what does that
have
to do with nudity?
In the booth.
Oh, we're back to nudity, are we?
Oh, sorry.
Well, they're naked.
But they're not body painted, though.
Good point.
Wait, the koala is naked?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's not wearing clothes. Great. We've got a caller on line one. Bob has a question about summer promos. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling in. What's your question?
Well, I'm thinking of Earth Day's theme for summer promotion, and I'm just wondering if you guys can tell me what the most popular item is that would be reflecting both the recycled and the earth-friendly, but really aimed at a summer promo.
I would say these days, Bob, you can't go wrong with the seeded note cards, invitations, bookmarks, recipe cards. They can promote any type of event all year round. And in the summer, they get planted, and people grow wildflowers or whatever it's implanted with. And the other thing is GrowLine and other suppliers offer the tree seedlings that you can plant. Those are always good. They come in a tube, which is easily mailable to promote your event. Anybody?
There's also the elephant poop notebook.
Definitely.
Made. It's very eco-friendly and certainly has been attracting a lot of attention lately.
And Nicole? You can definitely obviously go with apparel. You can get organic cotton t-shirts, bamboo t-shirts, and there are also a lot of cool fleeces and other types of jackets made out of recycled soda bottles, even with scraps of fleece and yarn from, you know, the floors of the mills. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a whole gamut there as far as apparel. And then there's eco-friendly decoration like inks, and you can even get organic cotton threads and backings as well if you're doing embroidery.
Also, the writing instruments made from the recycled newspapers and the recycled tires.
Yeah.
Also, I saw something on the news. I'm not sure if they're doing this yet in other cities. In Philadelphia, where we're based, the flags that hang on the main streets that tout new plays in town or new concerts, they're ripping those down and making tote bags out of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Because the material obviously is weather resistant, because mm-hmm. you know, here they've been hanging on streets. So right. I think that that's a neat idea.
Yeah, I also
recently saw a bag in the industry that's made out of recycled billboards. Have you guys seen that?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool, and it's very eye catching because obviously it's mm-hmm. made with bright colors.
Yep. Well, we hope we've given you some ideas this morning, Bob.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Kind of running along the same ideas I had, but it's always nice to hear it validated by the pros.
Well, thanks so much. Just stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, now Kathy's talked about what works in advertising. Michelle's going to go contrarian and give us some big product launch flops.
That is my way, the contrarian.
What is flopping?
You know, some people were guessing that the iPad, because mainly because of its unfortunate name, would flop. It did not. 300 units on the first day.
Phil Dunphy got his.
Oh, yeah.
300,000 units.
Yes, 300,000 on the first day. So it was quite the hit. Some things that did not work, and this is because these companies broke the cardinal rule about launching a new product. They veered too far away from their company's identity. So when Bic launched a perfume, a little odd.
Mm. Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't even know they did that.
Yes, Jack Daniel's launched a mustard.
Mm. I could see that.
Yeah, it didn't fly work. So well.
Oh, well.
Coors, the beer brand Coors, launched a bottled water. A little too weird for people.
When
people think of water,
sense.
They want something like Aquafina.
Their beer
want...
is like bottled water.
Exactly.
Oh. First one of the show.
Wow.
Another thing you want to stay away from is building up too much hype. People thought that the Segway was going to be the greatest and newest mm-hmm. thing, and it just didn't live up to that hype. Also,
they scare me.
Yeah.
People look so weird riding on those.
They do. They look like Martians.
Unless you're a mall cop.
Like Paul Blart, the mall cop.
The other thing is make sure the quality of the product lives up to what you're touting. The classic example, of course, is the Ford Edsel. When that was, you know, mm-hmm. debuted, it just was an awful, awful car as far as quality. So the main thing that you want to remember is to not stray too far from your brand. Even, you know, Apple had a couple missteps. They had the Apple Newton and the Message Pad. Do you guys remember those?
No.
Wasn't the
they
Message
failed.
Pad just like the iPad, but so far ahead of its time that nobody wanted it?
It was like a PDA.
Right.
Yeah. Also, Sonos, remember that even if you do launch a new product, it may not live up to your competitor's main product. For example, Sony's Betamax was never going to, you know, outweigh the VCR. And Microsoft Zune, which may be, you know, a good deal, is never going to retake the iPod.
Yeah, no way.
So this is the lesson here is don't stray from your core competencies and also don't come up with bad products.
Well, <yeah. laughs> Exactly.
Who wants an iPad?
All right. No,
I don't.
Anybody?
No.
I'll take one.
But do you want one?
Like, my birthday.
Are you going to go get one?
No, but you can get me one for my birthday.
Then she can let you know if she wants one.
I don't see it.
Nicole, Summer fashion trends.
Okay.
What do you have for us?
Well, this is summer and into the rest of the year. And, you know, we get a lot of people saying to us, hey, well, what's hot? They don't want you to just pull out a catalog and say, oh, look at this polo. They actually want you to come in and say, oh, these are the hot trends. Because if you have a younger buyer, more fashion forward buyer, if the end users are more fashion forward or younger. So I know Michelle's going to hate this, but over the knee socks are really hot with the younger crowd. And they're actually...
How young do you have to be? Under what age? 20.
I mean, I don't know, because when I was in France...
None of us could pull it off. No. I'm sorry.
You know, I think it depends, because in France, a lot of people, when I was there, a lot of people were wearing, you know, the skirts with over the knee.
Yeah, but French socks. People don't care.
Yeah, they
but they look good, though. I mean, but...
So would you wear them?
You know, I might. Yeah. But there's two ways to do it. You can either wear... Yeah, Michelle's giving me that look. Over-the-knee socks, or you can wear tights with the socks slashed. But that's something good for younger, you know, if you have a tween or teen.
It's like the 80s.
Right. Yeah. And so
the
you can
80s are
do
back.
Cool colors. Sporty clothing is actually really hot. So, tennis and golf chic are hot. So, you know, polos, track suits, like anything that's sort of sporty, which you feel
tennis
like,
and golf
I mean,
chic.
Seriously, it is. That's what people are saying on the runway.
The day I see Michelle in a track suit. No, all the soccer moms are wearing them at the soccer field.
They're wearing what, the track suits?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And they haven't been running.
They're not sweaty.
I'm sure they haven't been running.
I believe
they
that.
Worked but, hard on that look in the morning.
But since, you know, polos and tracksuits are kind of staples in our industry, there's a lot to choose from,
Absolutely.
A lot of colors and styles. Couple more things, military fashion. So, you know, you see a lot of camo. We see it in the pet apparel. We see it in the baby apparel. And, you know, there's a lot
pet
of...
Pet apparel. Camo's hot for pet apparel?
Yeah, it's in pet apparel, bandanas for
Take
pets.
Take note, Michelle.
And there are a lot
pet
of...
toothbrush.
There are a lot of pieces in our industry, like hoodies, skirts, and hats. That are camo and they're fashionable. They don't look like you're wearing your dad's army jacket or anything like that.
Well, and it's not just green camo. I mean, there's pink. And
right.
Yeah,
cool. All like a rainbow of them. And then another trend, which I don't think I would wear, but the boyfriend blazer. So sometimes women are wearing, you know, an oversized blazer. They roll up the sleeves. So it might be kind of a cool item if... Yeah,
it's it might be called the boyfriend blazer?
It is. But, you know, we have blazers in our industry and it might just be kind of a unique item to pitch as part of a, you know.
J. Crew's debut on the boyfriend blazer this spring.
And where's yours?
She's just wearing more.
And then one last one, any kind of prints, floral, striped, abstract, bold, subdued, any kind of prints, you know, houndstooth, checks, they're all kind of hot right now. And we've got stuff in the industry, like in bags, that's a good choice if you want to rock a pattern.
All right, cool.
I bought a shirt with a floral print on it over the weekend.
Oh my God.
Was it a Hawaiian shirt?
Seriously.
At Old Navy.
So you'll be wearing that?
Are you going to wear it in?
Yeah, why not?
I want to see it.
Okay.
If we get a picture of that,
Captain
we'll
Killjoy
put it on
Flowers.
ASI Radio.
Sweet, right?
You're moving too far away from your brand, Andy.
You're right, I can't launch that.
Straight from your core competency. All right, Andy, you promised some Killjoy news today, so why don't you give us four surefire ways to lose business?
All right, let me give you a few here. So nobody wants to be losing customers these days, right? So don't do any of these things. The first is failing to keep up with the competition. They're always looking to get an edge on you, so you need to figure out ways to get an edge on them, whether it's in your marketing or in your sales efforts. Know what your competition is doing and make sure that you are keeping up and, if not, staying ahead. The second is failing to keep up with technology. Everybody expects to be communicated with in different ways, especially all of your customers right now. So you have to be able to communicate with them in the ways that they want to hear from you. So whether that's email or if they want to have the fax, then you can have a fax. But most people aren't doing that these days.
Don't laugh. A lot of people in this industry prefer to communicate.
Distributors and suppliers communicate a lot over fax, which is troubling.
No chisel, no sleep.
Some have chisels. But do keep up with technology so that you can work with your customers the way that they want to be worked with. And lastly, and this goes back to something that Michelle was talking about earlier, but don't forget what business you're in. You're not necessarily in the promotional products business. You are in the service business.
In marketing.
So you have to provide services to your clients and make sure that you're exceeding their expectations with the service that you provide.
Every business is a service business.
That's right,
Come on, Cappy.
Every business is a service business.
All right. Well, those tips from Captain Killjoy. Thank you, Andy. All right. So Facebook. Michelle's going to give us some Facebook mistakes, and now is the perfect time to plug our new Successful Promotions Magazine Facebook fan page.
Plug away.
It's
Go
a great
at it.
Page. Find it. Successful Promotions. Find it on Facebook. And we're having weekly contests right now where we're giving away some great prizes if you give us some cool promo ideas. So
are we eligible
check out
for
our
prizes?
You, ASI employees, are not eligible.
And family?
Sorry. We're out. Michelle, what are Facebook mistakes?
Well, there are six of them. I'm going to talk about three. This one should go without saying, but posting inappropriate pictures. Again, I am not on Facebook, so I don't get why anyone would do that. But prospective employers or clients probably don't want to see you chugging a bottle of wine. Well, maybe you, Kathy, but they don't want to see most people chugging a bottle of wine or dressing up for a night at the bar. The rule of thumb is don't post pictures you wouldn't want your grandparents to see.
That's a good rule.
Don't complain about your current job on Facebook, as I think we've talked about before in the past. Yeah, but you'd be surprised. It does happen.
I know it happens.
I think people are doing that every day, actually.
I think that people. I think people are underestimating how many people. I think people underestimate how many people are checking into Facebook profiles.
Yeah, they even forget that people are reading this. I mean, you would think just by what they post.
I don't think they care.
No.
And lastly, don't post a status you wouldn't want your boss to see. For example, Michelle plans to call in sick tomorrow so she can go out and get drunk.
That's a good one.
Don't be posting. I think
was that actually realistic?
That's why you're not on Facebook. Yeah.
That probably all is right. The mistake that most people would make, I think. Status update.
People probably do drunk Facebook status posting, too.
Well, if you're on Facebook when you're drunk, you have no life. Unless you do it after you come back, like at a night out.
I mean, lay down the law.
It's like drunk dialing, then you start looking up.
Well, I mean, like, are you going to sit there and start drinking wine? Like, oh, let me go on Facebook now, man. You
know, I think it happens.
I know it happens. I'm just saying.
Here, this is interesting. So there are more than 400 million active visitors on Facebook, and the recent survey suggests that over 30% of employers are using Facebook to screen potential employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, if anything else, should tell you.
We've
be careful.
That's a good idea.
Sure.
I'm almost surprised it's not a higher number.
Well, it will be soon, I believe. Michelle, you're going to put these tips up on our radio site, right?
I will, asicentral.com/radio.
Thanks. We just have one more minute, so I'm going to skip to something that I want to know the answer to. Kathy's going to talk about what we do when the boss isn't looking. What do we do, Kathy?
I don't do anything.
We don't do anything.
She doesn't do her work.
Oh, yeah. I take a nap.
What are people doing?
Well,
it's going on Facebook.
It's not that bad. I mean, this assistant manager at Public Supermarkets in Florida, when after closing time, he rides a motorcycle through the store aisles, and him and his staff members bowl for 2-liter soda bottles with frozen turkeys, which is fine. Baseball in the stock
room. Which is fine.
And I like this. I think this is a good idea. They have contests to see who could catch the most shoplifters. Don't you think that's
okay.
good
well, that's
in
good.
A supermarket?
That's work related.
Now, this is something that's actually been done in our department, Melinda.
Uh-oh.
When our bosses aren't looking, or even better, when they walk away and leave their computers unlocked, someone sneaks in and sends a short email to someone else in the office.
Yeah, but our boss does that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. She's never done that. She's never done that. This is a good idea, which I might actually adopt. This guy, when he's surfing the internet, what he does is he takes the articles that he wants to read, he cuts and pastes them into a Word document with the company logo on it. Mm-hmm. So if the boss comes around, or anybody, it looks like he's actually reading an official company document.
That's crazy.
That wouldn't work here.
I think that's a good idea.
It wouldn't work here.
You know, crafty, but is the effort really worth it? I mean, just read it. It's been in my brain. Come on.
My friend in college was a temp, and they wouldn't give her any work to do. And then, so she was just reading a book, you know, from her that she brought from home, and the boss came over and said, you have to look busy. You can't read a book. So she went home and Xeroxed her entire book and brought a highlighter and sat and read her book and occasionally highlighted.
So she was onto this idea as it was. Yep.
Well, anyone here who's doing that, I would suggest that perhaps we could give you some extra work.
Don't look at me.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
That's it for
well,
now.
That's a good way to end the show today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And tune in next week when we can hear all about Joe Haley's trip to Dallas. Have a great day.